TCM Podcast, all about Chinese medicine. Welcome to a new episode of Traditional Chinese Medicine, TCM Podcast. Today, we are going to talk about the food. Actually, the food in China, in particular, the rice and noodles. There are significant meaning of rice and noodles in China, and they carry cultural, medical, of course, and so many other meanings, which I would like to share today with you. And let's begin. Very likely, Chinese people are the most food-oriented people in the world, and food traditions play the most important role in social culture. To Chinese people, food is incorporated into significant Chinese customs, rituals, life events, and even holidays. Rice and noodles have a great role in the Chinese diet. We can easily compare rice and noodles to potato and pasta in Western cuisine. Pieces of meat and vegetables are served alongside the rice and noodles. There are so many types of rice, and let's just say a few. Sweet rice, long grain rice, short grain rice, jasmine, brown, black, and of course red yeast rice. All of these can be prepared in different ways, in steaming, such as rice soup as well, fried, or just like a pot rice. Historically speaking, rice cultivation in China started about 8,000 years ago, starting at the Huaqiao in Zhejiang province. China has little water resources in the north, and historically Chinese people plant wheat instead of rice, which is planted in the southern part of China. Consequently, for people in the south of China, rice is the most important part of the meal, whereas Chinese from the north eat dominantly noodles. The importance of rice in China can be comprehended from the Chinese character qi, which means essence, vital energy, spirit, and represents one of the most important symbols in China. Character mi, which means rice, represents rice grain separated by leaves, and it is the foundation for character qi. For the Chinese, rice, or mi fang, symbolize a link between heaven, actually where are the gods, and earth, where people live. Rice is the staple food for the Chinese people and the source of life for centuries with great popularity. There is a popular saying in Chinese, people regard food as their heaven. It means that food and eating for Chinese people have great value and utmost importance. In contemporary Chinese society, there is a popular greeting among friends. Have you eaten today? Ni shi le ma? In Chinese. Literally, it means, have you eaten yet? And refers historically to rice in the north or noodles in the south of China, as I previously mentioned. It is the equivalent of, how are you? In English. Throughout history, Chinese influence expanded far beyond Chinese borders. This expression has been brought to most East Asian countries. In fact, it is not a question about food, but a polite greeting, with occasionally meaning as an invitation for a meal together in the Philippines, for instance. In not so distant past, the expression, have you eaten today, was equivalent to a greeting as, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Nowadays, however, in contemporary Chinese formal language is widely used the expression, how are you? Ni hao, in Chinese. There are two major species of cultivated rice known as Oryza sativa and Oryza glabrima. China is the world's largest producer, cultivating three separate strains of Oryza sativa, Indica, Japonica, and Javanica. In terms of traditional Chinese medicine, Rice is known for its ability to strengthen qi and blood of the spleen and stomach and to expel toxins. The flavor of rice is sweet and it is considered to be neutral in temperature. Eaten as first meal, brown rice can expel worms infestation. If an infant can't tolerate mother's milk, it can be fed with roasted rice tea. Germinated or sprouted rice, which is called peiyami, is used for weak digestion and poor appetite, treating food stagnation. It can be used to reduce breastfeeding lactation if needed. Rice is a clean burning food that gently drains dampness from the body. Rice is top hypoallergenic food recommended for to help people with allergy symptoms. Red yeast rice is a type of fermented rice that is produced using specific species of mold, which is Monascus rubra or Monascus purpureus. This type of rice is used in traditional Chinese medicine because of its great health and healing properties as a natural anti-cancer remedy with cholesterol reduction property and great help with various metabolic syndromes such as diabetes. Black rice, also known as forbidden rice in ancient China, because only noble families could afford it, is used in traditional Chinese medicine. This type of rice has numerous health benefits. It is full of antioxidants, can protect the health of the heart, contribute greatly to the detoxification of the body, and helps slow down the absorption of sugar in the body. A guide to Kangji, optimizing digestion food. Kangji is an ancient remedy in traditional Chinese medicine for an actual stomach issue or disharmony in the digestive system. It is often eaten for breakfast because it is warm, easy to digest and nourishes the body. The great benefit of Kangji is hydration due to the amount of water absorbed by the rice grains throughout the cooking process. The second ingredient is to add chicken stock or bone broth, because it is the necessary protein for the restoration of a healthy digestive system, and it's a great source of collagen. It is often eaten during illness or recovery from illness, such as food poisoning. How to make Kangji? Well, usually ingredients consist of a cup of rice, which usually is a brown rice, and 8 cups of water, chicken stock, mushrooms, ginger, coconut oil, and sea salt. You can cook rice and water in a covered saucepan on low heat for 1 hour. In a pot, add chicken, mushroom stock, and sea salt. Simmer on very low heat for an additional 1 hour until the rice is completely broken down. Stir it occasionally to prevent rice from sticking. The broth should be thickened into a porridge-like consistency and the chicken should be tender. Discard the bones from the chicken and add a bit of a ginger. Cook it for additional 5 minutes. Stir the coconut oil into the kangji. When kangji is ready to serve, scoop into a bowl and top with your choice of ingredients, such as cooked eggs, scallions, or dark sesame oil for added flavor. Let's say a few words about the making noodles. Actually, the art of making noodles includes many things. And firstly, we should know that Chinese noodles were created very long ago, starting in the Han Dynasty, more than 4,000 years ago. During the long history and hard work, the Chinese created thousands of different noodle dishes. They made it in different sizes and shapes and boiled it in the soup or cooked and stir-fried. Noodles are consumed during any meal. As considered to be cereal food, noodles represent the cultural identity of China and the most important part of the Chinese diet as a source of energy. In ancient China, Noodles were originally called bian, which means cake. It was firstly named mianqiao during Song Dynasty, which was about 960 to 1279 AD, as it is called now. Also could be pronounced mianqiao in Beijing. Most Chinese noodle dishes kept some recipes and stayed the same over time. For instance, salads and noodles have a 3,000 years old history. It has many main game ingredients with symbolical meanings. For example, fungus represents yin, tofu is yang, yellow eggs are representing wealth, red carrots represent prosperous life, and garlic sprouts symbolize vitality. Cultural climates and traditional differences between northern and southern China are reflected in Chinese noodles as well. The Chinese character for the noodle, mian, in northern China means flour, whereas in southern China, mian refers to processed noodles. Noodles in the south are mostly made of flour and duck egg yolk, and they are considered snacks. Noodles in the north are made of wheat, flour and water, and on the contrary, represent the main dish. Noodles preparation require patience, discipline and great attention to details in order to achieve the proper texture and form of noodles. But most important is to love noodles. For noodles to be out of this world, it requires love for making noodles and sharing it with others. When prepared with love, it can bond families, build friendships, and strengthen communities. There is a saying, enjoy food together and have a great time, which is an old Chinese expression, which is actually the Chinese idea that noodles connect people and make a strong bond between them. To be able to make noodles properly, it is necessary to receive proper cooking education of this fine art, which has been passed down over 100 years, and to get plenty of training and experience. Noodles are special food, and they represent love and good wishes in all life events. Noodles carries the history, regional customs, social changes, traditional values and culture of China. For noodles, it is the most important flavor and texture. Wheat noodles are best when they are elastic. Best rice noodles are trim, not too firm or soft. Noodles in China are interrelated with customs and have significant meaning. For example, longevity noodles or long life noodles are served as birthday parties, and the length of the noodles is used to represent prosperity and long life. Noodles with gravy are consumed during marriage ceremonies or during family relocation as a symbol of flavored life, whereas qishan minced noodles are prepared by parents to seek success and fame for their children. Chinese people eat traditional noodles during various events in order to celebrate it. During the Chinese New Year, dragon head whisker noodles are eaten to ask for good weather. Sweet dumplings are consumed during the Lantern Festival, or dumplings during Spring Festival. The year 1850 marked the beginning of machine-made noodles in China. In 1958, Momofuku Ando invented revolutionary instant noodles, considered as fast food, and created a revolution in the world's eating habits. The last decade witnessed the development of instant noodles in the Chinese market, of course. However, handmade noodles, hand-pulled noodles, are still considered a top-notch delicacy, and noodles masters enjoy great fame and popularity. We can say that the art of hand-making noodles will stay for centuries to come, and likely further will be developed methods of preparation. With this, I would like to end this conversation about the noodles and the rice. We wish you to to search more for the recipes of Chinese noodles and, of course, how to prepare different rice for health purposes mostly, and, of course, to have different health habits in the end. So this will end our conversation today, as I mentioned previously. Wish you good listening and hear you the next time.
TCM Podcast, all about Chinese medicine.